Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher for the Gulf Breeze News. Paper comes out every Thursday, and you get a little preview of what's in the paper when we talk to her. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, we have so much in the paper this week. I just hope we can get to a lot of it. First of all, let me tell you, there is a bear. Last I heard that there is another bear stuck in a tree. And so if you're driving on Highway 98 at the entrance to the Naval Live Oaks from Gulf Breeze, you may see people standing around. I went to a bear presentation just last week where they talked about the previous bear stuck in the tree for 3 days, and it kind of drew a crowd of people wanting to see the bear. And the bear management...
Hey, Lisa, can you hear me?
No.
We're having a really, really terrible connection. Can you maybe just hang up real quick and call us back? Or else, I don't know if you're on a Bluetooth or something else, but it's like it's all digitized, you know? Like, we can only hear about every other half second.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you in just a second. Yeah, I can imagine if you're driving on Highway 98 and there's a bunch of people standing. Have you ever been driving on a road and caught sight of a bear climb a tree, John?
Yes.
It'll weird you out.
It does. It does.
It definitely weirds you out when that happens, and you think, did I just see that? We had it happen on 87 a couple of years ago where we were coming up north from Navarre, and my wife's like, did you see it? I'm like, yeah. And it was a mama and a baby, I think, if I remember correctly. And we went all the way up and turned all the way around and came all the way back, and then we're standing on the side of the road, you know, filming. And then we're asking questions like, how close can we be to this and not be in trouble? Because they're fast. All right, we'll go back to Lisa Newell, who has called back now with hopefully a better connection. Hey, Lisa, you there?
Hey, do you hear me better?
Perfect. Better? Excellent. You were talking about the bear watchers on Highway 98 and the bear up the tree right now. Breaking news.
And basically, what we have got to tell you is that the man says that the bears are terrified of people. He calls them big wusses. And says that basically, you know, we need to leave it alone so that it can feel safe enough to get down and go back to the woods. But, yeah, that was a very interesting presentation. Another interesting thing he said was that the bears, they prefer to eat vegetables and insects, and only 3% of their diet comes from meat. So, and usually that's meat that's dead, like if they find a rotting, you know, something they'll eat.
Interesting.
So very interesting presentation. It's too much to go into here, but we have a great story about it in the paper.
Well, I mean, all my information about bears says they primarily live on honey, but that's a different story. You had a presentation on surfing also, is that right? Or there was a presentation for surfers?
Yes. So this was the second presentation about surfing that was put on by the Gulf Breeze Historical Society. And 150 people came to hear it, which is a huge increase in the number of people who normally go to the Historical Society meetings. But they're always really good. They always have really good speakers about something of local interest. But 150 people came out to hear about how some of the people in the 70s put Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach and our area on the map because one of the people had a waterproof camera and took some pictures of the surfers, submitted it to the surfing magazines, sort of gave our area a lot of legitimacy because before that people were like, Gulf Coast surfing, are you crazy? There's nothing to do. No waves, you know.
Right.
They were intermittent. They still are. But, yeah, so it kind of, you know, launched the whole surfing culture that we have here. And obviously there's a huge interest in it. And the Gulf Breeze Historical Society is planning to use what originally was going to be a museum directed toward the founding of Gulf Breeze and the founders of Gulf Breeze and turned it into a Gulf Coast surfing museum.
Right.
So, so that's very interesting. It kind of goes back and forth with the history of Gulf Breeze. So very interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating to try to imagine, you know, where would we be if people didn't come here to surf or, like only locals did it or something. That is an interesting note. We also had Ashley Hofberger, Scambia commissioner, nixed the decorative portion of the Pensacola Beach Gateway Arch, right?
Yeah, that we actually put something on our website to ask people to vote to see which of the three different, very similar Pensacola Beach arches that they liked. And so many people were against it. They said, that's tacky. We don't want that. That's not going to stand up to hurricane force winds or even a strong gust. You know, it's a waste of money. Well, it turns out that the funding for the project was severely reduced. And so they did scrap that whole thing. So there will not be a decorative Pensacola Beach gateway arch.
Well, let's say
so
not
that makes,
yet.
Some people very
let's
happy.
Say not yet. Although when we talked to Wes Moreno about this, he said there, you know, my thought was if you create a toll facility that could eventually have a decorative component to it, that would be a possibility. But they're looking at doing ones that are like not even crossing the roadway, kind of like red light cameras maybe or something like that. We're talking to Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, hang out for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Got one minor fender bender that happened at University Parkway North Davis Highway. It's causing some minor delays. It's off to the side of the road, but I wanted you to be aware of it. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, two big good news stories. One is I can't believe it took this long, but finally the boat ramp is opening tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is. 8 o'clock in the morning on the 27th, Mariner's Landing, which is what we used to call Wayside Park in Gulf Breeze, is going to open the boat ramp. Now, that area is not 100% complete. There's still going to be construction going on, but the boat ramp will be another option to kind of alleviate some of the pressure on the Shoreline Park boat ramp. And also, there's plenty of parking underneath the bridge. It's right there in the landing of Gulf Breeze. So this is going to be really exciting for a lot of people to get up there. Lots of parking for your boats and your boat trailers, and you can fish there off the pier. There's some rules. We actually have it on our Gulf Breeze News Facebook page, and the City of Gulf Breeze has it on their Facebook page too, some of the do's and don'ts about how to use the Mariner's Landing. And to remember that it is still under construction. There's still some work being done there, so it's not 100% open. But the boat ramp will be open in the morning at 8 a.m.
I predict that Saturday morning it'll be 100 trailers. I know how boaters are, and it's just going to be packed, I bet, on Saturday morning. You guys have stories about Camelot at PLT, kids' activities at the Gulf Breeze Library, the storms that hit Navarre Beach, and the new Gulf Breeze High football coach. But one of my favorite little stories is the Gulf Breeze Zoo had a new addition, right?
The Gulf Breeze Zoo had a new addition. Yes, they have a brand new giraffe, baby giraffe. And who doesn't love a little baby giraffe? I think it's about 150 pounds. That's kind of a big baby. so exciting because, you know, anytime we get somebody a new baby, it's exciting. So they're celebrating down at the Gulf Breeze Zoo about that.
Baby giraffe first steps are adorable and hilarious all at the same time. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Congratulations to the zoo on the new giraffe. And Lisa, as always, thank you for the great information and for the paper that comes out every Thursday. You can pick it up anywhere. We'll talk to you next week.
I will hope to see you in the breeze. Have a good one.
Yes, ma'am. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We have a new advertiser on the program, Quality Roofing Solutions. And I will tell you that if you have to get a new roof, I know how it feels. Like, who do you go to? Who do you trust? Who can you count on? Who's going to be there? Who's going to take care of you? Who's going to stand by their word? Well, I mean, here's some things to know about Quality Roofing Solutions. First of all, Brian founded the company in 2006. So they've been around. You know, they're not a yesterday company. They've been around for 19 years. They're heavily invested in the local community, donating to youth sports and financial education through Santa Rosa County School District and, you know, the Art Gateway and, you know, local entrepreneurship and Dave Ramsey stuff. They're big into that. They've actually, because Sally created so many challenges for them logistically and getting supplies, they created their own warehouse so that they wouldn't be as vulnerable if they have there's a big need all of a sudden. They even have like vans that run around between job sites that carry inventory that makes it so that the guys don't have to come back, you know, to get stuff. And also so they can scan in and scan out every single piece of equipment that is used on a job site. So it's very accurate in terms of pricing and inventory and everything else. They take tons of photographs. So when you get a roof done and it's done, you have before, after, and literally a picture of every single piece of plywood that was put in so that when your insurance company wants proof, you can say, hey, here's the resource. Or, God forbid, there's a storm that damages. hey, we have all the information that you need. They stand by it with a full lifetime warranty on their products. Who does that? I mean, that to me is amazing. And, you know, if you need to get a roof replaced, it might be that the new roof actually pays for itself with the insurance reduction. I mean, it can get, when you do like those wind mitigation reports, you can get as much as half off of your insurance, can be, even sometimes more, and that can actually wind up paying for the cost of a roof that you didn't want to have to get in the first place. In any case, give them a call. They've been here. They're going to be here. They'll talk to you like you're a person, okay? They know that you don't know the industry, and they understand, and that's fine with them, answering all your questions. QualityRoofingSolutions.com or 777-0961.
Your road to summer adventure starts with outstanding offers on new Subarus from Anderson Subaru. Get 3.9 for 72 on Outbacks and 3.9 for 48 on Foresters, or 2.9 for 48 on Crosstrek. Love is out there this summer. Find it at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Explore a wide range of local and fresh produce at the Saturday Farmers Market in Navarre from 10 till 2 at South 87 and Segura Corner. Summer Saturdays, live band performances continue with free shows from noon till 4 at The Garden at Perfect Lane on Garden Street. This week, check out the band Caviar Waves. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
And the only reason for being a bee is to make honey. And the only reason for making honey is so I can eat it.
Chaka, 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 con. Chaka, con. Chaka, con. Chaka, con. Chaka, con. Let me rock it, let me rock it, chaka, con. Let me rock it, that's all I want to do, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you.
I feel the hair on my head reforming into my high school haircut.
Oh, yes, that would be so amazing.
And if I were wearing jeans, they're tight rolling themselves right now. Oh, man, 822 on News Radio 92.3. Oh. My hair and clothes do not need to go back to that era. David Wayne
my
is in.
My hair needs to go back.
Oh, well, your hair needs to come back.
Right, that's what I'm
you're
saying.
For. All right. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, 30 new players being welcomed into the NBA. The first round of the NBA draft concluded on Wednesday with Duke freshman Cooper Flagg going to the Dallas Mavericks. Rutgers guard Dylan Harper went to San Antonio. Baylor guard VJ Edgecombe going to the 76ers. The draft does continue today. Relief on the way for Americans that are sweltering in this brutal heat wave. The heat dome that's been raising temperatures across the central and eastern U.S. starts lifting today. Forecasters say temperatures will start falling and be back to normal or even lower by Friday.
God's just trying to check and see if the noodles are done.
That's
he's
going to
lift the heat dome up.
Gonna
stir the pot, see what's going on. Put the dome back on. Hopefully not.
Pot is definitely getting stirred. That is for sure. The Social Network is getting a sequel. The 2010 film starring Jesse Eisenberg as Mark Zuckerberg. It earned three Oscars at the time, including one for screenwriter Aaron Sorkin. Sorkin's now directing The Social Network Part 2. There's no word if Jesse Eisenberg will be reprising his role as Mark Zuckerberg, though.
Well, you know, much like a shark's got lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes, Mark Zuckerberg has got Jesse Eisenberg eyes. David, thanks so much for the update. 824 here on News Radio. I don't know. My brain's
where
in a weird
that
place.
Come
I
from,
don't know. Because I think about, you know, when you look at Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
He's got lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes, like shark's eyes. I mean, you ever look at it? You know, if it turned out that that Mark Zuckerberg was actually an alien, there would be no surprise to this. There'd be zero surprise to this announcement. Like, if you one time were watching him do a press conference or a whatever post on Facebook, and you saw the eyelids move sideways across his lids instead of vertically, you know, like the aliens in Alien Nation or whatever, you'd be like, yep, knew it.
Where are the men in black when we need them?
Exactly. There'd be no surprise to that at all. I don't know where we are. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just one minor fender bender that happened on Marcus Drive and East Fairfield Drive. It's causing, if you're going eastbound on Fairfield, it's causing some delays in that area. But other than that, I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, so somebody was just telling me that we were talking about the tree tunnel being closed next month for like 40 days because they're going to do a workaround. I mean, you can get through, you just can't get right through there because they're doing a drainage project. And, of course, everybody's worried to make sure the trees survive. And I'm sure all the workers and the mayor and everybody's, you know, nervous, but they're all, you know, that's a key factor. But somebody said, and this much predates me, that Airport Boulevard used to have a tree tunnel also. And this person says it was from Palafox to Davis.
Davis Highway. Yeah.
That's a long way. Is that before 110? It must have been before 110 was put in. I've only lived here 11 years, so I don't know. But you remember this?
I remember it. I just don't remember the specifics.
Okay.
Because I remember it as a kid. But, yeah, I don't remember the specifics.
It would have to be. I'm trying to put it together in my head, but, man, that sounds amazing, and I'm sorry. That's sad. That makes me sad that that's not the case. Okay. This was a kind of an odd little story, and it happened to come out the same day as the Matt Gaetz coming to be a dad here soon. His wife is pregnant.
Oh, Airport Boulevard. It was on Airport.
Yeah, on Airport.
Correct.
Between Davis and Palafox.
Right.
Right, is what they said.
Right. Okay. And I yeah, okay.
But that's 110 now.
Let's see here.
You have to think about it in your head where these things go.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
it was before 110 was there? It must have been before 1. All right, I'm done asking these questions.
Okay, sorry.
On here.
I thought I had an epiphany and was going to share it with you.
I love it. So Matt Gaetz, former congressman, was on a plane, and he was texting with his mom. His mom is delightful. I've met her not a lot, but just a couple of times. And she's, super sweetheart. And they were texting. And because he's getting old now, his eyesight is bad. So he had big text. I will tell you, this is the one thing I refuse to do. I refuse to go to the big text on my phone because I feel like that is an absolute admission that it's over. That it's completely over. If you go to the big text on your phone, it's over. Anyway.
But you can see it.
I can't
see it. You can read.
I don't need it. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
So he's texting back and forth with her on the airplane, and some, nosy Nancy is in the seat behind him and starts video recording his text interchanges with her.
No.
And posted it on social media. And I was trying to decide, is this a news story? Is this not a news story? And I decided that it is, if only because his response was kind of entertaining. So here are some of the things that came across in the news story. His mom texted, "Don't be criticizing the president or his actions. He's trying to keep us safe. That's his job. MAGA will turn on you. You will lose viewership." Of course, he has a show on OAN and podcasts and all that kind of stuff. She says, "Your days in Congress are over. Let's not mess up the media gig." The Matt Gaetz show on OAN. "The president's been a very good friend to you. He hates betrayal. Be smart, not stubborn." And Matt responds, "I'm trying to guide him, not criticize him. I've never been freer to share my views, and I'll continue to do so. I think about the people who cheered for the Iraq war because they liked Bush. Those people have blood on their hands." Goes on here, "Guiding Donald John," DJT she calls him, "always includes a private and a public component. I know how to do." Oh, he says this. Okay, back to her. And then they talked about money, and she says, "How many times do you want to hit the wall?" Like, financially, challenging. He says, "I'm a happily married man with a son on the way, 2 penthouse condos, a 1-for-1 real estate asset to debt ratio, and $500,000 in my bank account cash." So it's cool. And so then, whatever. It's just, I wasn't going to really share all of it because I didn't really think it amounted exactly to news, except that the follow-up comment that he had, because somebody posted this, the video, the story, whatever, and his comment was, "Apparently someone sitting behind me on a flight recorded me without my knowledge. They found me texting my mother about news of the day, family finances, and working on my laptop. Please let this be a reminder to everyone to call your mother and maybe get a screen protector."
Well, yeah, they've got one of those screen protector things that you can't see it from the side.
You can't see it from the angle?
Yeah.
Okay. He also, somebody asked him, why do you have the big text on? And he says, my eyesight has gotten very poor in recent years. And, you know, hey, welcome to 40s, you know?
Time to break out the readers, bro.
Oh, man. Oh, somebody says you will eventually go to big texts. No.
You will.
No, I will not. I will never. I think I smell a frivolous topic here. 437-1620. Oh, somebody says, do you remember when Airport Boulevard didn't go all the way to the airport? What? Is that true? No. That's the only reason you call it airport. Airport Boulevard didn't connect to the airport? Is that for real, John?
Yeah, that was for real.
Stop it.
Welcome to Pensacola.
Come on now. That can't. Really? Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it's long before I was here. I've only been here 11 years, so, you know. Which is weird. I say only 11.
I know.
Because it's longer than I've lived in any place. But I also feel like, you know, there's a lot of people who are, this is their, you know, 43rd generation or whatever. And so their family has been here from, you know, the days of the Incas or something. So, but not me.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The Ayatollah emerges from his bunker in a video to the Iranian people, claiming victory over the U.S. and Israel, saying Operation Midnight Hammer against Iran's three nuclear sites didn't achieve much. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says U.S. intelligence shows the U.S. decimated Iran's nuclear program set back years.
There are so many aspects of what our brave men and women did that, because of the hatred of this press corps, are undermined. Because people are trying to leak and spin that it wasn't successful. It's irresponsible.
Hegseth says what the president accomplished at NATO was game-changing and historic, 32 nations boosting defense spending to 5%. Democrats in the Senate want to tie Trump's hands with a vote to require the president to seek approval from Congress before any future strikes against Iran. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got cloudy skies right now. It is 75 degrees in Pensacola. Of course, we'll check in with Brooke Richardson, get our weather forecast in just a few minutes. We are learning a little bit more about this immigration operation in Gulf Shores earlier this week. The FBI says the operation was set into motion by community tips, federal agents and local police officers arrested 37 illegal immigrants at a construction site where the new Gulf Shores High School is being built earlier this week. Seven of those immigrants reportedly had criminal histories ranging from domestic violence to property damage and other outstanding warrants. And federal officials also say one federal agent was assaulted during the operation, and one person is facing charges for that. The FBI says the operation sent a message to companies who exploit illegal labor for profit and displace American workers. Officials say they've identified three suspects in multiple cases where rocks, bricks, and even concrete blocks were thrown from the Jones Road overpass onto moving vehicles on I-10 in Santa Rosa County. The latest of these incidents happened this week when a vehicle's windshield was shattered by a rock.
And they made contact with two juveniles and then identified a third juvenile as well. And they all, as of last night, the three juveniles confessed to being the ones who were throwing bricks and concrete blocks off of the interstate overpass and striking cars driving down the road.
Major Todd Bobie from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. The suspects are kids ranging in age from 10 to 17 years old. Officials say they're currently working on getting arrest warrants. The kids could face felony charges and be ordered to pay for the damages. In total, there could be up to 15 vehicles that have been damaged this year by those incidents with falling rocks and bricks. Well, firework retailers are saying we might see lower stock or increased prices at firework stands this year.
You're going to stand there owning a firework stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips-a-dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
And this is because of tariffs set earlier this year on Chinese goods. In April, 145% tariffs were set on Chinese-made fireworks. They were later lowered to 30% as part of a tariff pause. The American Pyrotechnics Association says that they're worried about the future of the firework industry as that 90-day break comes to an end. Many local retailers, though, say they did get their stock in prior to the tariff fluctuations, but they're watching the situation for future. Excuse me, for future holidays. Now, ECUA says they're no longer fluoridating our water. This comes after Florida's SB 700, which banned additives in public drinking water. Executive Director Bruce Woody says the last of the fluoride was added in last week.
There was no interest in fluoride, and resources regarding that material, you can go to ECUA's website under the Live Green tab. There's another tab called Our Water Supply, and there you can find out some information, a little bit about the history of the Senate bill, for starters, also some additional sources for fluoride if you want to pursue that separately and individually.
And ECUA opted to stop purchasing fluoride and just run out the supply they had. The last of the fluoride supplies was added into the water on June 16th. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
If you're on University Parkway approaching Davis Highway, we've got a minor fender bender that happened, but the roadway is clear. But I'm still seeing delays on Davis Highway southbound as you approach University, and after that as you approach Olive Road. So just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. On Friday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping rain chances around on Saturday with a 50% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got right now 78 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Our markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow's up about 210 points this morning at 43,192. S&P up 22 points at 61,14. NASDAQ up 53 points at 20,26. 10-year bond rate is down at 4.265% this morning. Gold price is down $8, 33,35.10. Silver price is up a quarter at 36,36. And looking at Bitcoin, it is mixed a little bit. Bitcoin's down almost 700 at 107.87. Ethereum, though, up 409 at 24.36. Solana is down a couple bucks. Dogecoin down a fraction of a cent. XRP is down 6 cents as of right now. The Trump Organization is no longer saying its new smartphone is made in the USA. Earlier this month, Trump's company introduced a gold-colored smartphone called the T1, which goes for about $500. The company's website said it was made in the USA. That slogan's now been replaced with the statement that the T1 has an American-proud design. Fortnite gamers could be getting a refund. The Federal Trade Commission sending out $126 million in refunds to nearly a million gamers that were charged for unwanted purchases while playing Fortnite online. The FTC said yesterday they're sending 970,000 checks and PayPal payments to gamers that filed a valid claim. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are getting married this week. The Amazon billionaire and his fiancée were seen arriving yesterday in Venice, Italy. A lavish wedding is being held there. Dozens of private jets are expected to land at local airports as celebrity guests start to arrive, including Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, and Ivanka Trump. The $45 million wedding includes 3 days of parties, which will end on Saturday night. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're great at protecting your personal information. You might even use things like two-factor authentication and strong passwords. But as much as you try to control how your info's protected, there are other places that also have it, and they may not be as careful. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed, or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so today's question, like many of the questions I ask, are fairly straightforward. I was cooking, 15th meal for my kids yesterday, and I had a question come to mind that I'm sure every parent has encountered, and the question is, what's your emergency gotta-make-something-everybody-likes-it food? 437-1620, you gotta put something on the plate. You don't really want to grab a microwave burrito. You actually have to cook, okay? Not a Totino's pizza, which maybe that could be your answer. I don't know. John's looking at me like he's out of answers now, but okay, fine. You got to make something. It's got to satisfy everybody. What are you making? 437, and it's quick. And typically, it doesn't take a lot of preparation, a lot of ingredients. You're not going to be out of the stuff, you know, because some things take like 15 ingredients, and some things take like 3, and you know, you got it. These are all the things you have to think for when you're cooking for a family. So 437-1620, what's your emergency got to have something everybody likes it food, John?
Well, I was going to say a frozen pizza on the smoker, but I would say PBJ.
Okay. All right.
PBJ. We all like it. We're good with it. It's an emergency food, but that's okay. You're different.
Peanut butter and brown sugar is my preference, but okay. Anyway.
You're special. It's okay.
I am. I would say my only objection to that is an answer. Because I understand that's going to be an answer a lot of people have is, you didn't cook it.
Yeah, I did.
You slapped it all together. Prepared it. You didn't. Is there heat involved?
Well, if you want to heat it,
then you didn't cook it.
What?
Cooking is heating.
Has to be involved.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
What if I make a salad?
That's you didn't cook.
Is that a meal?
You chopped. Meg, 437-1620.
If we're getting to those semantics, I'm not sure my answer's going to
work. Not semantics, it's substance.
It's not on the menu.
Words have meaning.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, tough crowd. Okay, let's see. I'm trying. See, for me, reservations works best.
The emergency, everybody likes it. Food is a reservation.
Yeah. Correct.
Or DoorDash. Yeah,
DoorDash,
all right, go
thank
on.
You. So that would be number one. Number two might be, I always kept around when I had the kids around, I always kept tacos on hand.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was just one of those things. I always had the shells. I always had a little bit. It was something I could throw together really quick.
Tacos are a good.
And it's hot, like when you stir fry the meat.
Right.
And it's hot. So
you got to cook the meat. You got to put the seasoning in.
And then
warm up the shells. You're done.
Yeah.
A little bit of chopping of lettuce and tomato, if they like that. Otherwise, just cheese is fine for most kids.
That's exactly right. So then you just throw it all on the table and everybody kind of makes their own.
If you ask my kids, what does dad make too frequently? It would be tacos.
Okay.
But I make beef tacos, shredded chicken tacos, street chicken tacos, street beef tacos. I make all different kinds of tacos, but
probably
in the taco genre.
In the emergency,
you like tacos.
In the emergency realm,
probably beef tacos.
Okay. I think that's a good answer. Generally speaking, if you go into my fridge, you can almost always find some kind of taco available to be heated up, which is a really
nice.
You don't even have to you don't have to cook it. You just microwave it. It's easy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But is that, that is cooking. Never mind.
You wanted to weigh
in,
John?
It's the heat.
You had a thought?
Never mind. You heated it up, so I guess that's heat.
Ooh, someone's feeling a little sensitive this morning.
So my emergency everybody likes it food is quesadillas.
Okay, close to tacos.
Yeah, and of course, you can make quesadillas with just cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a kid on the planet that doesn't like them. It always, it's easy. It takes, 3 or 4 minutes a piece, and they're happy and satisfied and, all good. That's my... Probably my number one quick make it. That or Little Smokies. Because a package of the
pigs
little...
Pigs in the blanket.
No blanket.
Well, I
just
like
the pigs.
Little Smokies?
Yeah, the little sausages. Cocktail Smokies or whatever you call them.
You know, when you put the crescent roll around.
Have you never been to a Super Bowl party?
I would never feed them to my children.
Oh, why? You don't love them?
I think of it as an appetizer or sort of a adult...
Oh, well, if you put enough of them on the plate, it's a meal.
If they're hungry, they'll eat. They'll figure it out.
Throw a little brown sugar, some mustard, a little barbecue sauce, a little syrup on there. You got a meal. Give them some crackers for a side dish. 4-3-7 What? My mom was a home ec major. I know nutrition. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, goodness. We are still dealing with that accident that happened on University Parkway and North Davis Highway. Still seeing the delays on Davis Highway, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives, and I don't know how to cook.
In the time since we began, 18 texts. No, sorry, 21 texts are coming in as we're talking about.
Every mom that's listening just cringed to the little smoky.
I guarantee you she did not. If she's, just couldn't be into this family. Anyway, I'm the cook in our family, by the way, primarily.
Oh, my gosh.
You tell me that all the time.
Somebody says spaghetti, which is easy, and that's true. Spaghetti is
good. That was on my second. That's a good one.
If you're going to do a little bit more, you would take like maybe a macaroni or a rotini or something. You'd cook it. You put spaghetti sauce on it and then put some cheese over the top and like oven broiler it for like 30 seconds. So it's melted. It's like macaroni pizza.
Oh.
Oh, and they will eat that
cheese,
until it's gone. Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese with hot dogs.
Yeah, right.
Is a really good one for
kids. Really, it is. And you got protein, you got starches, you got dairy, you got everything is in there. Don't put anything green in there. Don't ruin it. Somebody else says spaghetti. The question of the day is what's your easy, everybody likes it, emergency food that you make? We got 3 in a row votes for spaghetti. I love it. Chicken and sausage gumbo. When's food going to be ready? Only 3.5 more hours, kids. or ribeyes on the grill. John Hutchinson, you're killing me. Yeah, your emergency quick food that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm. I got some ribeyes over here.
My go-to quick meal is hamburger helper. Oh, that's a good one. Right. Hamburger helper is a good one. Let's see. I would say mac and cheese if you're talking about the grandkids. But if you include my husband, nothing.
Aww.
Pizza with vodka cream sauce. Okay. All right. A little experimental.
Shots of vodka?
This is also an easy one, but it is one I do fairly frequently, which is, take a second to explain, but it's olives pasta. You just take a whole bunch of green olives, slice them up. You saute them with some oil and garlic and pepper. And then you throw in some pasta, you add a little bit of cream and some Parmesan cheese. It's delicious. And all the boys love it. They will eat that, again, until it's all gone. Let's see. Pancakes. Oh, that's a good answer. Simple starches. Yes, absolutely.
Eggs, yes.
Eggs, omelets are real easy.
Right.
Yeah, eggs are always good. You can get fancy and make an egg sandwich, a little bit of cheese and a couple pieces of toast, if you want to really get exotic. Tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich.
I was just going to say that. Yep, grilled cheese.
As long as it's Campbell's tomato soup, which Absolutely. Is, you know, the flavor of childhood. Let's see. Sloppy Joe's. Okay. All right. I can see your Sloppy Joe's. Burger or, and I don't know what this is, so if I'm saying something dirty, I apologize. A jailhouse burrito? What is that? I don't know what that is. Is that a hot dog and a piece of bread?
I think you just throw whatever leftovers you have in there.
Oh, all right. I got that. I mean, can that's, see. That's fair.
Well, I could see.
Another vote for spaghetti. Let's see. 437, 1620. Quesadillas. There's mine. Grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup. Yes. Stouffer's lasagna in the oven. It's ready in an hour. Yeah, well, it's not as fast as I'm thinking about. Like, you go to the beach, you come home, you didn't stop for pizza on the way, or you didn't pick up anything. You got to feed them, and then what are you going to feed them? You don't want to cook because you're tired from the beach, right? So these are easy things you can do. Loaded Mac, okay. Buffalo chicken wrap. I make it often enough that I can do it quickly. That's true, too. If you make something a lot, it's quicker for you to make. Mike says, unfortunately, my kids won't let me cook for them. They're 5 and 2-year-old twins, so here goes. A bite of yogurt, a bite of Cheerios, a bite of Apple Jacks, a bite of pizza, a bite of chicken nuggets, a bite of food off my plate. Then they spit all of that out, and then there's a bite of Pop-Tart, so my kitchen item looks like the breakfast area of a hotel. Oh, that is so accurate. What's the – I'm trying to remember the phraseology of it, but the meme you see occasionally, which is, you know, the food that you bought yesterday that everybody ate until there was none gone, and you bought 5 of them today and they won't touch. Right? That's parenting in a nutshell for sure. Homemade chicken nuggets, 3 ingredients done in 10 minutes. Okay. Beanie weenies over plain rice or fried spam and plain rice. Oh, fried spam. Man, I haven't made that in years. Oh, this I love this answer. MRE.
Well, there you go. That's your emergency food.
I got a meal ready to eat. That's military food. Let's see. 437, 1620. I'm just checking this out. Processed meats have sodium nitrate and they're bad for you. Okay, fine. You know, that's a problem for later. somebody says a BLT. That's a good one. Because, you know, I mean, actually the bacon can take a while. Bacon in the oven, if you do it, it's like 20, 25 minutes, a long time at 400 degrees. But still, that's a good one, bacon. And they like it. Nobody turns down bacon. I'll say my kids are weird because I'll make the bacon and then sometimes they just want to eat the bacon.
You can fry bacon, you know.
I know, but it's messy, and you got to clean up a pan, and it doesn't turn out as consistent.
It only
takes
a couple minutes.
Yeah, but I've given up on frying bacon over the years, and I've gone to pan baking in the oven, and I like that a lot better. But thank you for the advice. 852.
Ooh, that was dismissive, wasn't it?
Did you see me wave my hand off at you?
Yes,
and all that?
I got the message.
Somebody says all the leftovers in the refrigerator or a bowl of cereal. That's good. And I will say another one that's actually not very complicated to make is you can make fried rice. You know, rice takes about 20 minutes, and then you just skillet, you know, add some egg. If you have some meat, throw it in there, and some soy sauce, and, you know, they'll never know the difference.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Hi, this is Ildi Hossman. I'm a volunteer with the Pensacola Chamber. Tune in Tuesday, July 1st at 10:30 to hear all about the 4th of July celebration happening downtown with our guest Anna Lochis, president of the Pensacola Young Professionals, and Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7. Hear all about the activities and the spectacular fireworks show synchronized on Cat Country 98.7. That's Tuesday, July 1st at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
best soundtrack ever. Oh man, I've listened to this so many times. Yeah. I can't believe I did the white man's overbite dance there for a second, you know. Teeth,
yeah,
lips,
I saw that.
Weird.
I wasn't going to say anything. I just thought that you're getting older and, you know, maybe that was just a reflex or something.
Sometimes. Let's just say that my inner nerd is not buried all that deep. 855 on News Radio 92.3. Sometimes not even underground. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available, whitesandselectric.com. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to scratch much.
No, we don't.
Trust me. It's not even scratched up here. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, you want a good place to start your process, go to Frontier Motors. It's the smorgasbord of cars, the buffet of cars. They've got everything, all kinds of good quality, almost new, 1 to 3 year old cars on the lot, 10 to 40,000 miles, cars that you can count on, cars that you're not going to be the first driver. Okay, but you're probably going to be the second one, maybe the third one, and you can look at a bunch of different things, a bunch of different brands and models and trim levels and colors, if that matters to you, and you can compare them all side by side, drive as many as you need to drive, and really get a sense of what's out there. You don't necessarily have to buy right then, but it's a great way to get a feel for what the market has available. And then if they have what you want, I mean, you can get it. If you want one with, I don't know, higher miles for a lower price, send them looking. Or a different trim level. Send them looking. They go look for people for cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. There's always some new anxiety out there, right? There's always some new source of consternation. The experts are always trying to help you figure out how to live your worst life. don't you feel like they're out to get you a little bit sometimes? You ready for the newest one? John, you ready?
Bring it on.
Okay, you've heard of FOMO. You look, you blank stare.
Focus on movies? I mean,
Come on.
Fear
Meg, help
of
him
moving
out.
Objects?
Oh, stop it. Just go ahead, Meg.
Go ahead.
Fear of missing out.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we're educating John Pickens today.
Yes,
so
you are.
So the fear of missing out is the idea that you see somebody doing something cool on social media, and so you're afraid you're missing out on something fun. You're missing out on the party. You're missing out on the activity. You're missing out on the Blue Angels Beach show.
You're not cool.
Right, right. So FOMO, okay, has now been added to FOPO. Fear of people's opinions. Fear of people's opinions.
Oh, Lord.
And that is when, for example, you're in a group and somebody makes a joke and you don't think it's funny or you don't get it or both. I suppose it would be both because if you don't get it, you won't think it's funny. But other people are laughing, so you pretend to understand because you're afraid they'll judge you for not laughing. For not understanding.
Really?
Yeah.
It also depends on whether it's your boss telling the joke.
Well, pretending that you watched a movie or a TV show that other people are discussing, but you haven't actually seen it. You know, I mean, this is, right? You're taking too long to order at the Starbucks or the Taco Bell or, you know, Chipotle. I mean, equal opportunity, various Mexican foods, Mexican-esque foods. There's a line behind you. You don't want to annoy people. And so you hurry up your order because you're afraid of being judged. You leave work before you don't want to leave work before your boss does because they might see you leave. Whatever, all different kinds of. So FOPO, fear of people's opinions. This is basically healthy. It's healthy to, I mean, it's not healthy to fake things, but it is healthy to be concerned about how people see you. That's called being a member of society. You know, this, I don't care what other people think of me. The people who say that the loudest, it's the least true of.
You taught a class on this, didn't you?
Well, no, but, you
okay. know. I just felt like a lecture.
Just think of how self-contradictory it is for the people who love to brag to other people to impress them about how the opinions of other people don't matter to them. You know it's always true. Right? You know the person who's like, I don't care what other people think of me. Seems like you say it a lot, though. just Anyway, so there is a healthy aspect. We have this idea like you shouldn't care what other people think of you. You should care. That's healthy. Sociopaths do not care what other people think of them. That's not healthy. At the same time, you have to learn how to care the right amount. As Aristotle might say, you know, the mean between the extremes. Not too much, not too little, like Goldilocks, right? You want to care the right amount and not let it drive everything you do. It's okay to irritate some people sometimes. It's okay for some people to think you're dumb sometimes. Whether you are or not is a separate question. But you shouldn't not care, but you should also not care too much what other people think. So a little bit of FOPO, it's okay, says me.